The Ambrosial Song of the Beautiful Lord Sri Krishna, Chapter 8, Tarak Brahma Yoga, the Supreme Brahman, the One Absolute Truth realized as the Infinite Divine Light, Verse 1. Arjuna inquired, "What is that Brahman? What is the Supersoul? What are those activities which you mentioned, O Purushottam Sri Krishna? What are your roles in the earthly and heavenly planes of existence? What is your role in the transcendent plane of sacrifice? In what manner do you dwell in this body, O Madhusudan? And at the hour of death, how are you to be known by those who are self-controlled?" Sri Bhagavan replied, "Brahman is the imperishable supreme. The Supersoul is his own inherent nature, which becomes the indwelling supreme spirit of all beings. And activity is understood to be his own personal potency of creative vibratory energy, which causes the manifestation of all varieties of diverse states of being in all planes of existence. I am the aggregate of material elements which constitute the basis of perishable physical existence in the earthly plane. I am the universal form, the aggregate of astral entities, which constitute the basis of subtle existence in the heavenly plane. And I alone, dwelling within each body as a supersoul, am the recipient of all types of sacrifice. O best of embodied beings, Arjuna, and one upon relinquishing his body dies remembering me alone at the end of his life, attains a state of being similar to my own. There is no doubt in this manner. Moreover, whatever state of being one remembers when he gives up the body at the end, he goes without fail, Kaunteya, being transformed into that state of being. Therefore, remember me at all times and fight as is your duty. With your mind and intellect entrusted to me, you will come to me alone, without a doubt. One who is steadfast in the practice of yoga, with undeviating thoughts, by his meditation, he goes to the resplendent Supreme Person. One should meditate upon the ancient poet sovereign, who is omniscient, smaller than the atom, the sustainer of all, whose inconceivable form is the color of the sun beyond all darkness. One who at the time of death is endowed with an unwaveringly motionless mind and a loving devotional temperament, who by the power of yoga causes his vital force to enter directly between his eyebrows, he reaches this effulgent Supreme Person. Those who are knowers of the Vedas speak of an imperishable plane of existence, desiring which the ascetics follow a life of celibacy and enter when they are free from passion. I shall briefly explain to you the path to that plane. Closing all the sense gateways of the body, cloistering the mind within the heart sanctuary, reposing the vital force within the forehead, firmly established in the practice of meditation, uttering the sacred syllable Om, which is the infinite Brahman as a single syllable. One who departs from the world in this way, remembering me upon leaving the body, goes to the supreme destination. For the yogi who remembers me constantly, whose thoughts are singularly focused and do not go elsewhere, at any time I am very easy to reach. Upon coming to me, the great souls never incur rebirth in the impermanent abode of misery, because they have achieved the supreme perfection. Up to the highest plane in the universe where Lord Brahma resides, the inhabitants of all the worlds are subject to repeated birth and death. But one who comes to me, O Kunteya, never finds himself reborn again. Those who know that Brahma's day extends for 1,000 cycles of the four ages of time, and that his night also ends after 1,000 such cycles, are those persons who truly understand day and night. From the unmanifest state, all manifestations come forth at the dawn of Brahma's day. At the arrival of his night, they dissolve, returning to what is known as the unmanifest state of being. This same multitude of beings come into existence again and again, becoming helplessly dissolved at the arrival of Brahma's night, again arising at the dawn of his day. But higher than this perpetually manifesting and unmanifesting state of existence, wherein all beings perish, is another unmanifest plane which is eternal, and wherein beings do not perish. The wise have declared that the higher manifest unmanifest plane to be the imperishable supreme destination, upon attaining which one does not return to rebirth. That is my supreme dwelling place. By unalloyed devotion, one attains the Supreme Person, within whom all beings are situated, and by whom this entire universe is pervaded. But I shall tell you the times at which the yogis, upon departing from this world, either return or do not return. Departing from this world during the times of light, illumination by fire, day, the fortnight of the waxing moon, or the 6 months when the sun makes its northward journey, those persons who know Brahman go to the plane of Brahman. Departing during the times of darkness, obscuration by smoke, night, the fortnight of the waning moon, or the 6 months when the sun travels southward, the yogi reaches the moon planet and returns to rebirth. These two paths of light and darkness are considered to be universal constants. By one path, a person goes to the place of no return. By the other, he returns again. Knowing these two paths, the yogi is never confused in any way. Therefore, be steadfast in yoga at all times, O Arjuna. Whatever benefits may be obtained by study of the Vedas, by the performance of sacrificial rituals, by the undertaking of austerities, and by the giving of charity, from the fruits of one's scripturally ordained religious activities, all of that is surpassed by the yogi who knows all of this, about which you have inquired from me. And he thus goes to the supreme original abode. Thus ends the 8th chapter of Gita. Supreme Brahman, the one absolute truth realized as the infinite divine light.